something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Principles and Means for Growth.
Hallelujah.
Your upbringing, your spiritual upbringing is very important. If you were brought up wrongly, your life would go in that direction. Upbringing helps us in how we should think, the way we should think. We are taught how to think. We have a spiritual culture. There's a way we're supposed to reason. There's a way we are not to reason. So I don't think like that. No, I don't talk like that. I don't think like that. The people who were raised here, if I'm told they said this and this, I said they never said so. He said, how do you know? I said, because they were raised here, they don't talk like that. He said, but they said it. I said, they didn't say it. How can you say they didn't say it? I said, okay. Did they say it to you? No, but some people said, I told you they didn't say it. The accusers said so. If somebody said it, then I would say, he must have been brought up somewhere else before he came here. See, there's a difference between how your children are raised and how your uncle's child that came to stay for 1 year. He was raised already before he came. Right? But if he was raised by you, he will act like you. And as pastors in the ministry, I told you during the International Workers Conference that we are a nation. Do you recall that? Yes, I explained also to you that it didn't mean that every ministry is a nation. No, make no mistakes about it. It's not the same thing. I didn't say we're a nation because we're a ministry. No, but this is what we are. It's what God raised us to be. It's what we are. And so our thinking is different. See, someone can come from a different ministry and try to tell you how you're supposed to be. It doesn't make sense. He said, no, in our ministry, this is how we reason. You see, we're raised differently. We're raised differently. And we take nations. Yeah. We're raised differently. One of the things you need to do, and you have to write it down. See, some years ago, I believe it was 1998 or 1999, I think it was 99. And we were having a season meeting, prayer and fasting meeting. And, you know, it was the beginning of the year. And we were looking into that year and praying and fasting. And the Spirit of God said something to me, which I was to take with me in my journey of life. He said, don't look around. And you know, when God talks to you in the spirit, you just seem to know. He speaks the spirit's language. And you pick in the spirit, you just know what he's telling you. So I knew exactly what he was saying. He was telling me to be focused and not to look around. to be focused. I was not to look into that ministry and find out what they're doing, and that ministry and get to know what they're doing, and in that ministry and try to measure myself with them, and in that ministry. I was not to do that. He told me, don't do it. I can be blessed by any minister or preacher or anybody, but I'm not supposed to be looking into what they're doing. No. He says, don't look around. Don't look around. Says, stay focused. And so far, I have stayed focused. I have stayed focused. He told me to stay focused and not to look around, and I have stayed focused. So if I'm not to look around, I'm not going to be looking around. Same thing I say to you. Don't look around. Stay focused. Say, stay focused. Stay focused. See, people who get into trouble and get confused in their lives are people who look around. And when you stay focused, you would discover that God can then channel his blessings to you in a remarkable way, because you see the world the way God sees the world. You see everything from his perspective. Look at the way God dealt with the men and the women that he called in the Bible. Look at the way he dealt with them. They were focused. Focused. How many meetings did Jesus have with John the Baptist? I'm asking you. Was it not God that sent John? The same God that sent Jesus sent John. How many meetings did he have with him? They met only once, where he was to baptize him. After that, he didn't have no meetings with him until John was concerned. What did Jesus do? He was focused. He was focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. If we send you to a city, you are there like you came to take the whole city. Everybody else may be angry at this, you know, they say these Christ embassy people, they act as if they are the only ones. Well, we were not told to find out what others are doing. We were told what to do, and we have gone to do what we were told to do. That's the way you live. That's the way you walk. Be very focused. Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. So you follow the training that you are given so that you too can pass it to others. You grow in it. You learn it. You understand the message, understand the ministry, understand what you're supposed to be. The Bible says, oh dear. Yeah, I should read it to you. Glory to God. How many of you can say that you had a family upbringing? And how many of you can say you just grew up? You know, some people just, they say, I brought myself up. Is anybody here, you brought yourself up? Because they might just be. Who brought himself up? I'm not talking spiritually now. I mean, after you were born, you didn't know where you found yourself, and you decided to bring up yourself. Tell me. Okay, maybe I should make it simpler. Some at least some will understand this. How many of you sent yourself to school? You paid yourself through school. That's easy. There must be some people here. Nobody here who sponsored himself through school. Nobody. Raise your hand. If it happened, it happened. Anybody? Nobody here. What I mean is, you trained yourself through school. Nobody. Most of our parents have that story. When they were selling things, you know, to get money, to pay their school fees. How many of you remember those stories? You remember those stories? Oh, you heard them too. Well, meanwhile, we're not from the same house. Yes, because it did happen. So that means that we here are results of their labor. Is that correct? Because if I can't find anybody here whose hand was up, that really means that we're all so, so blessed. That's amazing. We came out as the result of other people's labor, then we have so much to do. What? In that case, we owe a lot to others. You agree with me? We are indebted to others then.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ijebu Ode, 156, Folagbade Road, Arigbabo, roundabout beside New Glow Office Ijebu Ode. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you, or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org.